the National Archives, in order to try to get to the bottom of all the classified document situations, now asking, please, former presidents, vice presidents, and other officials, will you please check to see if you have any? Which, it's not amusing, but it's amusing. That note, you know.
It is.
You know. In fact, I guess it says here that letters were sent out to request the former presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, President Reagan, former Vice Presidents Dick Cheney, Al Gore, and Dan Quayle. Of course, some are no longer with us, but they're other staff members or their libraries or, you know.
We're asking Franklin Pierce.
Yeah. Well, now.
John Adams.
See, now, funny, because I was thinking the same thing. But it says here that this only goes back through the Reagan administration because former President Jimmy Carter would not have received a letter because it was President Carter who actually signed into law the Presidential Records Act of 1978, which didn't go into effect until 1981.
Oh, okay.
All so right. Apparently prior,
there was no matter. Yeah.
Everybody could take everything home with them they wanted.
And this goes back into a lot of the discussions that are going on. What documents should be classified, should not be, and was it really a problem to this point? And who knows? Just getting a lot of attention, obviously, and a lot of politics being played with from both sides, since there are parties from both sides that can be talked about. USA Today actually reached out and did get responses, and I have for you to try and clarify some of the responses from some of the former officials involved. They didn't reach out, for example, to former President Trump because obviously we know what's going on there. They didn't reach out to current President Biden. We know what's going on there. And didn't reach out to Mike Pence. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Mike Pence.
We already know. So from President Obama, the official statement is from an aide to President Obama telling USA Today that former White House officials were not going to search offices for classified documents because those items had been turned over when they left office. So they are confident.
So they're confident.
That's what they say. In fact, so is former President George W. Bush, which said basically the same thing. We're not searching offices for classified documents because those items were turned over when we left office.
Yep.
So from President Obama and President Bush.
Nothing to see here. We're fine.
We're fine. We'll see.
Don't worry about us.
There was no response yet to those associated with former Vice President Dick Cheney from President Clinton in a statement. All of President Clinton's classified materials were properly turned over to NARA in accordance with the Presidential Records Act. The same thing, President. And the same thing from former President Vice President Al Gore. When leaving the White House in January 2001, Vice President Gore and his staff turned over all materials in accordance with the presidential acts. No classified materials have ever been discovered in 22 years since Mr. Gore left office. Okay.
Okay.
And basically the same thing from former President George H.W. Bush and pretty much the same thing from former Vice President Dan Quayle, who again says all things were turned over. There's never been any issues with any classified materials. There is no indication, though, from anything associated with President Reagan. In fact, they don't even mention it here in USA Today, even though it says that they were supposed to receive an official request.
And you know what? That's 40-something years ago. I mean, what does it matter anyway, I guess?
You'd think that whatever was classified back in 1985 or whatever.
They just started declassifying a lot of documents that were in the Kennedy years, so... I guess it does take like 100 years or more before they start declassifying stuff.
And again, should certain items be declassified
in the first place? Yeah, that's true.
It's part of the conversation going on.
Maybe they've got to figure out a new way, and I don't know if this is like a law that has to be done or something, but a new way to catalog all of this. So that way the National Archives, everybody knows like when something is written, when a classified document is written up, that it's logged. Somewhere that everybody, that all parties will know that it's there. And so that way, if there's something missing, the archives can say, wait a second, hold on a second. We're missing this.
And I think you mentioned it yesterday. We were kind of having a little fun with it yesterday in another conversation where you said, you know, well how's this getting checked out in the first place?
Yeah.
You
know, right.
It's like, how do they know?
Yeah. If there's got to be some record of that.
Yeah.
If somebody's...
That big stamp that says classified on it.
That means nothing.
Means nothing.
There was a funny extra addendum to the story concerning President Carter. And I don't recall this story, but it says here there was one incident in 1984 in a Pittsburgh middle school when an eighth grader brought in a batch of classified materials, which turned out to be materials that were left behind by Carter's press secretary, Jody Powell, in a hotel room.
I remember seeing that
this
story.
Eighth grader had, yeah.
Bringing it for show and tell.
The teacher spotted the classified markings and alerted the FBI. But
all the UFO stuff was in there.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that was it.
From Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of just.
I will say this, though. There's one part of the story that does bother me a little bit, is that there have been people who are far down the chain of command who, when caught with certain documents or they don't turn them over, actually, like, you know, are punished for it and receive some kind of even jail time for some others and all that, but doesn't really seem to affect those who are at the top when something like this happens to them.
No, because they're immune.
Yeah, right.
Remember, we don't get any documents unless somebody gives them to us.
Right.
So
yeah.
Don't blame me, even though they're in my office, my right. closet, my garage.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Somebody else
yeah.
made them available because I didn't have access to
mm-hmm.
them.
It's always that. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way a little bit. But I know that's the way it goes.
It continues.
Yes, it does.